Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gen Twin. It's the 28th, I think, of August, and we're just about to fill the aquarium with a bit of water. We've been out to get a few ornaments, and so we got an ornamental root, well, a bit of driftwood really, and an ornamental stone. And some pebbles for now, and three plants because they were all the ones that they had that I actually like. So they didn't have a huge. I'm recording, Henry. So they didn't have a huge choice there. So I have to go and find somewhere else as well. Still. But yeah, quite oddly, they had about half the plants because I thought it was quite a good choice here. But half the plants were, there we go. Simon's found the way of filling it more quickly. With the siphon that he used to get the water out of the aquarium yesterday.
Excellent. And into the bucket.
Yeah, so we've got a plate. We've got plates, right? Kids are asking, why is there a plate in the aquarium? Yeah, that's not going to stay like that. All right, Amelia would like to explain why.
I know now, because we need to put a plate on top, because otherwise, if there's no plate, then all the water would make all of the gravel float. So we had to pour the water on top of the plate, so...
Yeah, not float, it would...
It would
the move. Gravel would move to the other side, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like it is doing now, because the water's not actually going on the plate. Just a bit. Yes, Henry? Yes. So this is the next stage, and obviously we need to get the plants into the water as soon as possible, which is why we're filling this up now. And then I'm hoping once we've got the plants in there, we're going to have a better idea as well as to what other plants we can get and how big they have to be, etc. Those are young ones, so they will grow. There's a couple that grow upwards and one that sort of grows sideways a bit. But yeah, as I was saying, it was a bit weird that the half the plants they had in there, amongst them some ferns, which I would have quite liked, for some reason didn't have any roots. So they cut them off and just stuck them in something. Yeah, and then you just put them in like that, and she said, and they're already dying, so they're not going to last very long. So I don't really know what the point of that is. Because you don't want to constantly go in there and replace the plants, because that would disturb the fish. So I don't quite understand why they've got so many of them as well. Because it had about only three different kinds of plants with roots on, which is what I would imagine most people would get. So it's a bit odd. Anyway, so that's one bucket of water in there. So anyway, there we go. That's step three, the filling up with water, but we're only filling it about a third or so, it recommends. I have to say I'm doing all this without having read a single book on fish tanks. I'm just doing this with from what I've seen on the internet and on some leaflets that I've picked up here and there in the pet shops. But then, yeah, and then sort of using the internet to fill in the blanks. Thank you, Henry. So the other thing I did this morning was have a look through the fish that we might want to get. Just to see whether there are any plants that we shouldn't have, or if any of those fish eat plants. Only some of them do, luckily, but that's going to be a separate boo on the fish, I think. This is just all to do with filling some water in. So just enough water for the plants, and then we'll see. We might need to go somewhere else next week and get some more plants, because we need to Yeah, we might go swimming as well, but that'll be a separate activity. And yeah, because I think we need to have all the plants in to so that before we set the filter etc. going, so it's got the conditions as it's gonna be. So anyway, that's how far we've got. So yes, I'll come back on here with news when we go to the next step. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.